Let's do it for our bishop. Put your hands together for our bishop. Let's do it for him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Let's pray. Ask the Lord to bless you today more than ever before. This year, let him show himself strong on your behalf. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord. Glory unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for all that he has done with us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For the first time, I want you to pray by somebody who is standing by your side. Just pray for them. That God will see them through again another year. We have grateful hearts. We are happy to see each other for all that God is doing with us. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Have a seat. Even as once again you clap your hands to the glory. Please, are your hands paining you or something? Tell somebody by your side this year, dear, Oh, Monsema Radika can. When Obama be flexing, the senior couple.
Didn't get any guy to flex than God. What a shock.
Let's turn our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse number 19.
We have been through a
whole year and we are grateful and thankful to the Lord for all the favor that he has done
us.
And the Bible says in verse
19,
and he took bread and give thanks.
Na odase.
And he broke the bread.
Na obu abodo no.
And he gave unto his disciples.
Na odema esuafo no.
Saying, this is my body.
Na okase wey ni me honam.
Which is given for you.
I may day mammo.
Do this in remembrance of me.
Your way never came.
We are grateful to the Lord for seeing us through a whole year. So we want to receive the Holy Communion again in remembrance of what he has done for us. And likewise in verse 20, he said he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Which is shed for you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I said amen.
Amen.
And then they were
sure.
I said amen.
Amen.
So we are going to receive the Holy Communion once again. And this year, as the Lord helps us, We shall do this often. In remembrance of our Lord Jesus and his death and his resurrection. And what his blood can do, has done, and will do for you. Can I hear a big amen?
Amen.
Alright, so I am going to pray over the bread and the wine. It is ordinary bread and ordinary wine. But as soon as we pray, then it becomes sanctified and it is not ordinary anymore.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I said amen.
Osofusi, amen.
So before we do, I want you to examine yourselves by prayer.
Osofusi,
and ask the Lord to help you on your way this year. And forgive you if you have committed any sin. And to forgive you all your sins that you will commit this year. Because for sure, as we remain human, we shall by all means commit some iniquity before the Lord. But prayer can change all of that. And the goodness and mercies of God are available. Instead of justice, I prefer mercy. And instead of judgment, I prefer grace. That is why we are praying. So pray and examine yourselves. Commit yourself unto the Lord. Everything. Anything. Let the Lord forgive you. Now. Anything that you will do in advance, we ask the Lord for forgiveness. Let our praises be a sweet sound unto the Lord. Alright, let's all shout a big amen.
Amen.
Some pipes, and then those on my left will come first, and then the middle, and then on the far right. You take it, go back to your seat. We shall all take it together.
Messiah, holy one,
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son. He's the precious Son of God, Messiah. Thank you, oh my Father, forgiven as your Son, and even your Spirit till your work on earth is done. Thank you, Father, say thank you, oh my Father, forgiven as your Son, and even your Spirit. Heaven, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no
Let's pray. Unto thee this morning do we commit this Holy Communion unto our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just like our God did when he was alive, so do we now. My God, I pray that even as we take the bread and drink of the cup, may we drink satisfaction into a new year. May we drink prosperity into a new year. And even as we share in your body, may we be strengthened and anointed. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Sanctify this food for us. Amen.
Amen.
Now you can have it.
Thou art mighty, hold me with thy powerful, guide me, O thy great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty, hold me with thy powerful hands.
All right, are you done? Everybody, please find a place to sit and no movement. Just say thank you to the Lord. Say thank you to the Lord. Did I hear you say that? Say thank you to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right, our year of serving the Lord. I want to minister to you on five reasons why you must serve the Lord. Are you ready?
Why you glad?
This year, I'll preach when I have to.
Afi, meka onyankopo asem emre sese meka.
Five reasons why we must serve the Lord in this year, 2016.
But tai bako maku numinti sese yasum onyankopo afi mu.
Way back in November when we went to seek the face of the Lord in a period of prayer.
It
was then I received the inspiration for this year's theme. And I believe that you must be questioning yourself as a person as to how you can improve what you are already doing, if you are doing anything.
And
you can also ask yourself, what more can I do? What more can I do if I am doing nothing? Won't you say amen?
Amen.
The reason is that in the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:19, in the parable of the talent, even the person who received the least talent, which is one, the Bible says that everyone will have to account to the master. Once you are born, once you find yourself in church, once you have listened ever to a sermon, once there's a talent or a gifting or a call on your life, then you must answer to the master as to what you did with your talent.
Trust them, says a sabu kubu akunta ewo ejano enim seyabobo sabo ba sorry sabo wa said yes sabo ye.
Hello.
Hi.
Tell somebody you must give an account.
Katru obi say as a sabu kubu akunta.
That is why this year we have to go all out in our service to the Most High God.
Wanka amen.
This year we don't need any decorations on the church seat. What it means is that I don't want you to only come to church and decorate the seat and do nothing. You must find something to do. Tell somebody you must find something. Because there's going to be pressure from me, pressure from the Lord. I will put pressure on you. If you have not experienced pressure before, this year, you shall see pressure.
Osofo say ade aye ka ne pressure. Odibi begu super be kaja egu wa pump him.
She said all my prayer will be that uhun to da.
Osofo say obo mpaya or say God make them know the fit be comfort.
Are you listening to me?
Tamo.
It is a good prayer.
I am Bible, Papa.
Because I want you to live in a mansion in heaven, not
Hallelujah.
In Zongo.
One bone, same man, Christo. I saw myself and someone cross right memoir. What's enough for your papa and your Zongo now? What's right memoir?
Yeah, in heaven there is Zongo and there are mansions.
I saw myself and your Zongo in your mansion.
Are you in church?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We are in the no excuse era. Anywhere you are, I will come after you. Thankfully, I have investigated and I know all your houses. And I'm coming after you. What a shock. I promise you. You can move to Biaya Ukwanta.
Opa ko Yaya Ukwanta. Walahi Palai.
There's somebody, get ready.
That will be say Yakrado.
Oh. You'll be surprised.
Or see a bedroom.
And starting from tomorrow.
Every Ochina. One guy man.
Those of you who cannot look at my face, look well.
More want to be sure so for any asafe na we worry no. Or say hweni e.
Because no more excuses.
If you say unias unimoye bia.
I want to give you 5 reasons why you must serve the Lord.
Or so for say enne o person ma ye but time maku nti esesa osu mo nyankopon.
The first reason is that you must declare your stance. You must declare your stance. Joshua chapter 24. Part of verse 14 and 15. In verse 14, it said, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth." And put away the other gods. Put them away. In verse 15, the writer said, "And if it looks like evil to you in serving the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve."
Na se eye ade bone e wo weni so sa wo be sumo nyankopon wa ene yi dia wo be sumo.
You can choose to do other things.
Wo beti mi pa wo se wo be ye ade foforo.
But as for me,
na so me
and my house,
ene mi fie,
we shall serve
ye be sum erade.
Now this is a statement made by a leader. And it was in a time that many people had difficulty coming out boldly for the world to see what they believed in. They were interested in other things. They were focusing on their work. They were focusing on their education. They were focusing on their business. All these things are important though. But in this scripture, Joshua said we should declare what we believe in. But he said, "As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." Look, serving the Lord is a choice. I said serving the Lord is not an option, it is a choice. And I don't see the reason why you cannot declare to the world what you believe in. If you are a Christian, let the world know who you are. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? I said, if you are a Christian, let the world know who you are. Let everybody know what you stand for. Because if you don't stand for one thing, you will fall for many things. There is something in decision making. When you make a decision, the master will honor you. When other people are dilly-dallying and not able to show the world what they believe in, and you are able to tell the Lord that I want to work for you, then God will do everything to bless you. Listen, we are looking for the blessings of God. And I want to show you a better way. Won't you say amen? I said I want to show you what a better way. And the better way is that give yourself up and declare your stance. Tell somebody, show the world who you are. If you don't, you are a hypocrite. Oh, are you around? Because you show different faces at different meetings for different purposes. Mm. Everywhere, you are different. When you are in church, you are the angel. The angel of the morning. When you get home, you are a viper. I want you to show one face everywhere. Are you listening to me? I said, are you listening to me? Show the same face. Number two. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33.
Matthew, humanity, and chichemu.
Number two, he will freely give you. He will freely give you.
Obey to me, amaokwa.
He says, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that the Gentiles seek shall not be given you, shall be added unto you. Wow.
Wow.
When you seek what others don't seek. When you seek what others don't seek, then you get what they don't get. Are you listening to me? I said, when you are interested in seeking the ultimate, then you will get and be other things that they are looking for shall be added unto you. There are certain things that you don't pray for. Because you have been praying for them and you don't get them. But when you declare your stand for the kingdom and make God number one, some of you, your businesses are number one. Some of you, your friends are number one. Some of you, your whatever is number one. But the Bible is saying that proton, seek God first. Make God important. Listen to me. There are other things that are important, but none of them can be compared to God. Because none of those things can give you life. So Jesus gave a formula. The easier way out. Yet the mind of man is so warped in such a way that you don't seem to understand. He said the other things that the Gentiles seek, I will add them to you. Won't you say amen? He won't give it to you, or he will add. Which means that every day you shall be satisfied. Every day you shall be satisfied. Every time you shall be content. Seek him first. Look, it is a very, very difficult equation. Because your mind tells you, do other things first. And you have been doing those other things first. And you are the way you are. But if you were to change, because there's a saying that it is only a fool that doesn't change his mind. And this morning, I want you to change your mind. And change the way you think. Because the way you have thought so far has not really produced anything effective in your life. It seems to be working, but it is not working. And I'm showing you a better way. I said, I'm showing you a better way. If you try something that will not work, change and try something else. That is why this year we are going all out and choosing God first and placing God as number one, so that we expect a difference. Would you say amen?
Amen.
Many of you want to do things, but you have not thought about God. Look, when we were recording the events of 31st night, these days our recording is so effective. When you speak in the crowd, even without a microphone, I pick up. So as I was listening, I was hearing people's resolutions. Are you in church?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Somebody was praying. This year, I have to marry. And I said, no problem. But if you want God to give you a better man, put God first. Look, symbolically and spiritually, every Christian is married to Christ. Or you didn't know that? So if you treat Christ anyhow, you are treating the bride anyhow. And he will also treat you anyhow. So God will listen to your prayer. But I want you to put God first. Won't you say amen? You work. If God is not number one, I promise you, it will just be another waste of time. I am old enough to have seen. Most of my adult life is in church. I have been in church for a long time. And I have seen people busy for nothing. Chasing the wind and reaping the whirlwind. You are chasing the wind and you are reaping the whirlwind. The wind is turning you. This year, that year, I'm showing you a better formula. Serve the Lord. Look, the word serving the Lord, what it means is that you are in bondage to Christ. Whatever he tells you to do, you do. And the reason why I'm telling you this is that on the very first time that Jesus was about to perform a miracle, when he turned water into wine, the mother said something. She told the servants, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And so if Jesus says that seek ye first the kingdom, I think I will do that.
And Jesus Christ will cast a shadow na him yene kania osofo so dwin se obeye.
Won't you say amen?
Wanka amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Si abuka hallelujah.
He will freely give unto you. Some of the prayers you have been praying. All you need to do is to serve God.
Yes, sir.
And He will bring it to you. Won't you say amen?
Amen.
But you have chosen to do something else.
Why you are doing so will be before from?
Number three. He will show Himself to you. Or what I call manifestation. In John chapter 14, verse 21. If you are close to the Father, He said, He that hath my commandments and keeps them and loves me. It is He who loves me. If you keep His commandments, you love Him. And He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love Him. Wow.
Wow.
And I will manifest myself to Him.
Hallelujah.
Wow. He said, if you keep His commandments. Anybody who decides to serve God will keep His commandments. And He says, if you keep His commandments, you love Him. And if you love Him, God the Father shall also love you. And Christ Himself will also love you.
Christ also so bad God.
Listen carefully. It is always nice if you live in a house with your parents for your mother and your father to love you. Hey.
Why not?
I said, hey.
Why not?
I said, it is always good that your overseers,
said
your father, and your mother in your house, that they love you. If your mother loves you, your father doesn't love you. You only get what a mother can give. If your father loves you and your mother doesn't love you, you only get what your father can give. But if both of them love you,
you are taking here, you are taking
here. I want to shout a big amen.
Amen.
If Jesus loves you,
say yes to Christ,
and God the Father loves you, the third part of the Godhead will also come and love you. And He says, I will show myself to you. Most people in their lifetime, they never have any manifestation. They never have any manifestation. But if you choose to be a servant, the Bible says that God will love you.
Trust Him, say,
Jesus will love you.
Jesus Christ will
the Holy Spirit will come and add up to it. And then they will show themselves. Won't you say amen?
Amen.
When you are going somewhere, and there's a car that you shouldn't sit in, the Holy Spirit will tell you, Jack, move. When you have a group of friends that have leading you to no good, the Holy Spirit will say,
mm-mm,
forget them. If you are going to invest in business, and the Holy Spirit knows everything, and the business will fail, the Holy Spirit will tell you, please, don't do it. But many of you, you are moved by your feelings.
Inspector Atinka.
Or you need feelings. Your feelings. That is what moves you.
Atinka na.
Your ba na onam na bema de no ka.
Your ba. Onam. Then the man touch you. Oh my God. Oh man.
In Christianity, we have not moved by what we see. You are only interested in flashy things. Every day you are eating. When the announcer said fasting and prayer, the interpreter said fasting. No, he said prayer and revival.
Hey.
He intentionally left out the fast.
Hey.
But this year you will fast.
Hey.
What a shock.
Hey, kick him, man.
You see. The pastor listens to everything.
I'm glad the other announcement. They can say, I come training Paibono. The other has yet to say Paibono or Shobo.
Which means that he is led by his stomach.
As a trainer said,
I know many people in this church. When we declare a fast, they will fall sick.
Nipa me pray. I can't come train. No, we yemi yari naba.
I have at least, if I don't know, I have 3 on the stage.
Hey! I was stage in the show.
I haven't mentioned any name.
I'm waiting back on the town of Bakunina. Mian Sao. But yeah, come true off.
What a shock.
What a shock.
And then there are some people also behind. As for them, even at dawn. They are praying for food.
Ahomachipo na okabanku.
After sleeping, you know, they sleep. Wake up and say, I feel I'm hungry.
Come on them. Come on them.
Ever fake me this year?
I feel.
When there's no food in the house, you are forced to fast.
Who need choice?
So those of you who are parents, don't provide any food. Mr. Botre, no food in your house.
Yes, Mr. Botre, sikanu fesi e yafanyebu.
And we shall see what will happen. What a shock. Jerry, take the food away.
Faf.
And don't go to town and eat.
Man, go town. If you want to provide you, I don't know about buses here. I'm sure you will. No, I'm not sure. No, worry.
Let me tell you a very interesting story. Those days when I was a very young disciple, we were having a crusade at Aigbe Town, somewhere in Kaneshi area.
There. Yeah, yeah, crusade at Aigbe Town.
And our pastor told all of us, the workers, to fast. And so we were fasting for 3 days. In fact, his 3-day fasting is not what I do to you. Because most of those times you have to spend the time with him. Which means you cannot go to the back door.
As a child, said, to me,
so his own brother, Theophilus. He was a very wonderful minister. So in the evening when we go to pray,
and I do not,
the way the guy will pray.
Brother shock.
And I said, I want to be like
you.
So one of those days, as we moved to the crusade grounds. He excused himself. What did I say?
He excused himself.
And I was taking a stroll, praying in the area. And I found my friend.
Who brought your prayer warrior.
The Gary in front of him.
Soaking Gary.
Hey. It was marvelous.
And I
said, now I know.
Because
by 4:30 we are all struggling.
4:30 in your breath.
But like this thing will say, you will be a not knowing his energy was coming from food.
From Gary.
And we thought it was the Holy Spirit. This year you will fast. Do you know how I'm going to do that? Before the fasting, I'll pray to God that you
will
have food.
Hey.
When I say fasting, then somebody asked me, is it fruit fasting or bread fasting?
That's a fasting of fruit or bread or juice fasting. Social media fasting.
So when I said you're upgrading your home. Yeah, fruit fasting.
Fruit fasting.
And
And now fast alpha pie pastries and bread.
A little moth there, a little moth, fruit there.
Fruit, yeah.
Or you are like Isa.
What to say?
Amen.
Amen.
How many points have I given you?
3.
He will come and show himself to you.
Obed then where the atro.
And if you are in difficulty, he will save you.
Obed Joe.
Won't you say amen?
Amen.
But the Bible talks about those who know their God.
Trust him, Nikasafa omo omuni momunya nkopo.
Every servant
asumfu biara
knows the master.
Onim neja.
And every master
na eja biara
knows the servant.
Onim nakwa.
Won't you say amen?
Amen.
The master always remembers.
Then de ni na peni no okai.
Jesus always remembers.
Yesu Christo okai.
On a first Sunday like this.
Osi kwesiade di kan
say. I'm just encouraging you.
Me shall un cry.
And I'm giving you reasons why you must serve the Lord. If for nothing at all, choose the Lord. And choose to work for Him. Would you say amen? And in the coming weeks, I'll show you how to do that. Number four. You have to give him the whole of your heart. In Mark chapter 12, verse number 30, he said, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." This is the first commandment. Love the Lord.
That
tell somebody, love the Lord.
Love the Lord.
Tell them with all your heart.
With all your heart.
This is the first commandment. It is like you are going to write an examination of life. And you have been given an insight into the apo that will come. And the examiner says, this is the first question. Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength, with everything that you have. Tell somebody, give it to God. This is my
desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. Sing, Lord, I give you, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you, I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way, Lord, have your
your God. You see, as human beings, we are always looking the other way. That is why when you go for a wedding, many witnesses have to sign up to the same register. Oh, by the way, this year I'm expecting some wedding.
Hey.
Oh, won't you say amen?
Amen. Afi, ebi be ware.
You're looking at my face.
Fred, sir.
I said this year I'm expecting some weddings. I didn't say wedding, no. Weddings.
Or someone say I feel man weddings. Don't do.
Let me give you the names.
Maybe I'm a mouth dino.
Potential names.
Hey.
Should I mention your name?
Yeah, yeah. They should mention your name. You should feel free. Why free? Free dear wife.
Shepherd Nette says he's getting ready.
Hey! Shepherd Nette.
You see, he intentionally requested that I mention his name.
Oh, Shadak has also fumbled.
Somebody is asking who is the lucky girl.
Who is the lucky girl? Lucky Dubai.
Tell us yours.
Asafu Joe, count here. Next 2 weeks. Hey! I'll say next 2 weeks, I'll back on again.
My wife said, Unim.
Muswankow.
Now, oh, yeah, what pin says, can I make the man to come again?
Again! Sika, the man drop money, no? Now they come again. Unim!
She has a nice way of saying it.
Uh-huh.
I want to imitate. Say, Unim.
Unim. Unim. Emphasis on Unim.
Me, I'm a lucky go person. You can marry now. I don't care.
But what is this here? Soft song found.
Yeah. I don't want people to get married at 35. By the time your child is 20 years, you are 55.
Ah.
With motorway.
Boom. Retirement. Oba said, Daddy, what's up? I said, what's that? Go.
What a shock. Look, I want your kids to be like your brothers and your sisters
yes.
to you. I was asking one of our young men that I know you have been dating somebody
here,
and he was shocked, and I told him, when are you getting married?
Then
he said 2017. I said idiot. 2017, and you are following somebody at this time,
and I would do a cheese summary.
Meanwhile, he cannot even take care of himself.
To be sure,
my friend, are you around?
Madam Fowo.
I don't care what you think.
My name is Audrey. Wakemi.
This is me, original me.
Mia na mini maska.
I didn't mention your name though.
Wambo Odi.
But you know yourself.
Winnie Moho.
2017. Why? When is 2017?
2017, yeah, that
is. Like 30 months from now.
Yeah, 30 months from now.
And you are following somebody's child.
Would you be Beji?
And she's also foolishly following you.
Honestly, where Jimmy Odi Wechi? Jimmy.
When are you getting married? Said, oh, Osafo. Around. Let me show you how you did it.
Osafo
around.
Osafo. Around.
Around.
Around. Actually, any hot. I love funny bottom.
That is why you see why man, they don't trust you anymore.
Yes, you have done man.
As they walk with you, let me show you. As they walk with you, they are looking at somebody else. That's what happens.
Sir,
because your word is not your bond.
What's no and
the same person who is postponing.
Next year.
I have a very good friend of mine. He had a lady that he said he was going to marry. And they were in the same office building.
No, I mean, you know, I'm more office back.
Though they were working for different companies.
Different companies, the same building.
And so, when they close, he takes her home. before he goes home. And in the morning he picks her up and brings her to the office. And anytime we ask Alfred, he's my mate, so I know he's called Mr. Alfred Botti. He's an investment banker at Prudential Bank. And we ask him, Charlie, when? Very soon.
Very soon.
You know, I've settled on one, only one. You know, one day,
Debbie,
he was in the office.
No office.
And they brought an invitation letter.
You know, the invitation letter, Breno.
An invitation card.
Invitation
a
card.
A wedding invitation.
Wedding.
He actually didn't look at it.
No, why share?
So, as the workers were saying, oh, Grace Beware.
Grace Beware.
Then he said, which Grace?
I see Grace Ben.
He said, oh, the one at the other office there.
Yeah, yeah, Juma office.
Then he went to open the letter.
The invitation. No?
And saw that it was his Grace.
Me Grace no left after Nahuma.
Said, what?
See, hey,
what happened?
I didn't see.
And Grace said, ah, let's hold him here, bro. We come back every day. Come back, sir.
Very soon.
I saw somebody at Stanbic Bank.
Who was Stanbic?
Who was interested?
Ah, also.
And committed.
Well, tune and watch it.
So next 2 weeks.
Oh.
And he was surprised. Said, so when did? Because you see, always he took her home and brought her to work.
So, but then he,
so he was asking, when did you meet this new person?
Me na me do come na me do, but the Ben na uko who. Maybe found me the old car chauffeur, my old driver.
If you are a man here,
Bema waha,
and you play around with the women,
now when they money di agro,
and I see,
now me who,
that is what you are up to.
Sir, and on a person we are,
you will be surprised.
Bedroom.
One day when the announcement comes,
they be see a man announcement now.
It will not be you.
And your woo, now after
electricity. And I will supervise it. This year in March, I'm actually doing a wedding at Botiano.
March, I saw a wedding at Botiano.
It was the same problem.
How on this?
We didn't work cross.
Didn't work cross.
And the girl said, no.
Said that.
And she picked somebody else in the same church. Now the guy is confused. You'll be confused. You'll be confused like that.
They're confused. Oh, but sorry, wash a different shoes, different sauce.
Oh, am I blessing you?
I saw me so now.
So if you make a decision, stick to it.
See you tonight. Next week.
Women are dangerous.
Emma, omo ye dangerous.
Wow.
Wow.
I have 3 women in my house.
No one ba mi ensa o mi fie.
So I can talk boldly.
Intimate me aka akukuduro so.
If you joke with a woman.
What do you mean, agro? I shall not attack that.
Should I tell you what happened to me this morning?
Should
I tell you? No, should I tell you? Are you sure you want to know? Oh, should I tell you? This is my own personal confession.
Where you are suffering one cancer and a personal pain,
do you want to know? Then you tell me yours first.
And then I told one of them.
Are we on number 4 or 5?
Number 5.
That's the last one.
And the chat one.
I want to close exactly on time.
Others.
Philippians chapter 2, verse
4.
When you decide to serve the Lord,
the
Bible says that each of you look not every man on his own. Or his own interests.
And I said, yeah, open
one. But also on the things of others. I am just showing you alternative ways in which you can be blessed. Most people think that by going in a certain direction, that is how they can be blessed. But I want to show you an alternative. Jesus said, Paul said, the Bible says, think of others.
Yesu Christo kaye. Osmafo Paul kaye. Trust him, let's go catch that was said. Dwene afofro.
Won't you say amen?
Manka amen.
Don't let it be you alone.
Mema ne nye wongkwa.
Thinking about you, yours, and I, and mine.
Wo dwe me de bi awo.
No. It says, let this mind be in you.
Masa dwene wo uchim.
Look not every man on his own thing.
But
think about other people. Look, who are those other people?
Why any other people? No.
In Matthew 25.
Verse number 40, 39,
38, 37, 36. It talks about some people who have no clothing to wear. Jesus said, think about them.
Jesus said,
want to say amen?
Amen.
You have got something to wear. There are others walking on the streets of Accra, in the villages also. They have nothing to wear. Jesus said, think about the sick.
Jesus Christ said, there
are many people who cannot even afford medical care. They don't have money. And they are dying. You can help them. Jesus said, think about those people. Then the hungry. There are many people who cannot even afford one meal in a day. Children without parents, widows and widowers, they have nothing. Jesus said, the hungry, think about them. And then he said also, those who are thirsty. There are many people who have nothing. Nothing. I'm talking about nothing. You see the, I'm sure you heard a song that the dancers used to dance. Did you hear that song? It's talking about you and I must be grateful,
yes,
for what we have. Amen.
Amen.
We must do what? Be grateful for what we have. If you have a dress to wear, you have to thank God that you can also have a dress to wear. There are many people who have no clothes. They have used the same clothes over and over and over again. They have nothing. Jesus said, think about them. Tell somebody, think about others. Oh, say that again. Think about others. You see, he said, then they shall also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee when you were hungry or thirsty, or as a stranger, or you were naked, or you were sick, or in prison, and when did we minister unto you?
In
verse 40, he said, I tell you the truth. Just as you did it for one of the least of these people, who are also my brothers and sisters, you did it for me. We must be a group of people who will pray for other people. We have been praying for ourselves for a long time. Now it is time to pray for other people. We have been looking after ourselves for a long time. Look, you just this year we shall have a helps day, one day. As the Lord leads us, sit in a trotsky, pray for everybody. What a shock. I said what? Pay for everybody. How much is it? Maybe one CD from where you are going to. Everybody in the Trotsky, 15 people, 15 CDs will buy you health and life and prosperity. Wouldn't you say amen?
Amen?
Let somebody also say thank you to you.
Every
day you have been saying thank you to somebody else. Let somebody say thank you to you. You are in a queue to buy watches. Buy for those behind you. Surprise somebody. Why
are
you prepared too much? Only you alone. You alone every day.
Why when Nimsa now they share?
Give me that.
Mame Talia.
Give me that.
Mame Wele.
Give me that.
Mame Kosia.
Every day, give me something. You to give something to somebody. Oh. Why are you doing, sir?
Why are you quiet?
Aleno Eji. Amen.
Amen.
Buy something for someone. Not necessarily somebody you know. buy something for someone. Look, one of the ways in which I was blessed, my pastor taught me to go and work for an old man who had no wife in his house. At
Makati
Hill, I had to go and clean the whole place for him. Are you listening to me? Yeah. The man was shocked. And when I finished, one of our ladies also went to cook and brought the food to him. He never dreamt. And the old man spoke a blessing. I said the old man spoke a blessing. And I can see some of the blessing working in my life now. Amen.
Amen.
Stop thinking about yourself. You alone. Every day, you and your family. When we are praying, say you and your family. Yes. Learn to pray for other people too. Others are important. Amen.
Amen.
That is the essence of Christianity.
And only Christosom.
So, the shoe. The shoe itself must go for retirement.
Shoe nan kasan wa bread as a sort of
time. Me, I'm a man. I can wear one shoe for years. I have a shoe, it's like 9 years old. I've been wearing it.
Yes, sir.
Every day, Erica says it's old fashioned. I don't care.
Erica says old fashioned.
You are young. So when you give to somebody, they will give to you.
Wouldn't
you say amen?
Okay, amen.
Dash things to people.
Chan Crawfornia.
Yeah, go for sure, Kakra.
Yeah, go for sure.
Not necessarily people that you know.
And any power would need.
No.
And any power.
Look, go to the hospital.
Go hospital.
Save. Intentionally save. Listen, intentionally save. I speak about things that I do in secret so that you learn. I asked our doctor, Matt, I said, do you have people in Kolebu? He said, oh, plenty. This guy, Kolebu, is always telling me stories. I pick them up. You go there, pay for the medication for other people. You will never fall sick. Are you listening to me? No, are you sure?
OG to me.
You haven't seen people who are sick before. One day I went to Dubai.
Dubai.
And I went to a certain shopping mall. And I sat outside. Food was expensive. So I always, before I go out, I prepare my own food and take it out. And so I went to sit under a certain shade to eat my bread. And somebody was sitting by me.
No, be in chain.
So I decided to look at the man and speak to him. But I realized that he was nodding. He was having a small box. Like Michael's toolbox. Like this projector. The size.
It's a projector.
And he had a handle.
Now a handle.
It was by his side like that.
In chain, sir.
So as I kept watching him, I saw 4 tubes.
Tube
running into his neck like that. There's a hole here. And the tubes were running into his neck. And 2 of the tubes were also running back into the machine. Are you listening to me? Today is 3rd January.
And 3rd January.
And I'm preaching to you. Not knowing. If he has to be fed, he has to go through that machine. And afterwards, he has to be like a filter changed, then he can breathe through the same thing. And when he breathes, you hear him at Alajo. So I was looking at him. And when he talks, you can't hear him. So he has to speak through a microphone. And the speakers are by his ears.
Speaker no.
And when he speaks, it will sound for you and me to hear. And as I sat there, I couldn't eat anymore. I was just looking at him. And I prayed for him. He was an old man. And I wanted to ask him, what happened to you? But I went on the internet. And I found out what he was suffering from. Look, you can breathe. You can eat. You are okay.
We are okay.
There are other people. They don't have what you have. They don't have what you have. And you can help them. Won't you say amen?
Amen.
I want to challenge you. Live for others. Live for others. Many of you haven't given any widower anything before. You haven't given any orphan anything before. You are waiting for the church and make an announcement. Even them bringing your dress cry is a problem for you. This year we shall give you the opportunity to serve the Lord by serving other people.
So
we to shout a big amen.
Amen.
Yeah. When you are eating, think about other people. Don't waste your food. Only cook enough that you can eat.
You cook
and you have too much, so you throw it away. There are others. They have not eaten. Close your eyes. I want you to pray that God will help you through this year.
So that
you become a good servant. Making no excuses. Unwilling excuses. That you give yourself more to the things of the Lord. Serving the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your spirit, your soul, your strength. This morning, I want to give an opportunity to anybody who is not yet born again. Who does not know the King of Kings? To do so on the first Sunday of the year, that he will give his life, that the Lord will come and be with him or her. If that is you, lift up your hand and stand up.
Yes, sir.
If you are not born again, if you are not yet born again, we thank the Lord that nobody is not born again. I want you to pray again that your life will be different this new year, that you will excel, that you will be an excellent person, having an excellent spirit working through you, that the blessings of the Lord will find you. Amen. The Lord bless you for turning up today. Even as you clap your hands to the glory, clap your hands to the glory of God. There are many things that we spoke about in the previous year that we shall have to implement. Amen.
Amen.
And so tell somebody, get ready. I want to be as democratic as possible. Except where the Holy Spirit tells me otherwise. That one, I will not listen to you. But otherwise, we are good to go. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to bring an offering to the Lord. And those of you who brought a thanksgiving offering to the Lord, you can bring it as well.
No, thanksgiving, so bye, no, Fabra.
Thank you.
second offering first, Thanksgiving offering. So so. Oh no, I'm a drop. Thanksgiving. Patrol dia ashes nikita ne second offering. Thanksgiving no, what the better go away when yes is ya kita. The omu kita says ya ne second offering. It will be in the second offering. Our pastor. See how far a boss will buy us original and I so
we go praise you, Baba.
Says,
blessed is the one that giveth than the one.
I want you to pray a special prayer on your offering.
Make
a specific request unto the Lord.
Or say, asembisap, yeah, opepa, asembisap, da wakumaso.
That you want the Lord to accomplish for you this season.
O person yan kopon yema wo e wo sambri mu.
I want you to pray that prayer.
E person wo bo sampae no.
And then come forth.
Debra.
And drop your envelope right in front of me.
Na fa beto win.
If you are done with your prayer.
Open prayer.
I want you to come forth and drop your prayer. Your envelope. Specific prayer requests, that's what I said. I don't take pictures.
I see on tram phone.
But I sell pictures.
On our tom phone. And two pen phone, I bet you'll be my brother.
Amen. All right. Now, don't worry about the timing. It's the first Sunday of the year. Don't just get used to it. These days after church, I'll decide to keep all the ladies
yes.
for a while.
Say upon one and money in a Muntohro na bomb.
Oh, him a Jane and in Crawford, I'll keep them.
Nima, him a Jane. Nima for him a Jane.
I'll decide to do anything.
This year there are surprises.
So if you are coming to church, please wake up early.
Sorry,
and eat.
Those
of you who brought your tithes, if you have any.
Please,
if you have your
tithes.
We have many, many crusades. And we are planning to do them very well. We need to buy some equipment. We have some, we have to buy some. Can I hear a big amen?
Amen.
And any program that we do, we will count on your support. Amen.
Amen.
And this time I'll be asking you directly to help us. We need to invest in lighting systems for the crusades. We need to invest in PA systems, build a
stage,
many, many things that we have to do.
Sound, baby.
So you have to help us. Amen.
Amen.
To very, so say, very good people like you.
Eh na kwenya kese ne na wa wa say all timika nyame asem atre ni papa pa te semo.
Amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hand and say God bless me.
Peja unsa ne kaso nyakupo nsha.
I say God bless me.
God bless.
Say that again. God bless me.
God bless me.
Amen.
Amen.
And this afternoon at 3 we have what do you call it?
Alpha experience.
You don't even know.
Alpha experience.
Anyway, I don't blame you. So let's come out and support the young man to do the Thanksgiving service in praise and worship.
And worship.
Amen.
Alpha experience.
What's the time? 3?
3 o'clock.
All right. So the Lord bless you. I want you to bless somebody.
When your pastor says, should
and after service, the driver, photo driver, he says he wants to take a picture of all of us. Somebody wants